The theme for this morning is Living for the Lord. Welcome, dear friends, all who need a seat, please. And again, apologies because not enough seats, which is a good problem, isn't it? We pray that soon, with the opening of more floor space and premises, this problem may be solved. So, back to our topic. Living for Jesus. I ask you, dear friends, whoever you are, visitors included, whom are you living for? We all live for something, whether what or who. All of us live for something, and I ask you, what is it? You know those world-class footballers? They live for the football, nothing else. And there are those who live for money. And there are many parents who say, who do you live for? I live for my daughter. Only one child. Everything is concentrated, focused. My child. So I say this morning, let us think what we are living for. My dear friends, if you ask Paul the Apostle, hey, Paul, what do you live for? What will he say? You know that verse? Philippians 1:21. As for me, to live is Christ. I pray that one day all of us can come to that position. As for you, as for me, to live is Christ. There is nothing, no one, nobody worth living for more than we're living for the Lord Jesus. And that is the theme I want to transmit to you this morning. If at the end of the sermon you say, thank God, now I want to live for Jesus, say amen. That is the best thing for all of us here. And I say, why? I give you one verse before we go to the main text, and that is in Galatians 2:20. You quickly turn there, please, and we will all read together because it is so precious. It is the verse you all ought to know by heart. Galatians 2:20, and by the way, if you do not have a Bible, please share with your neighbor. We all are going to read together, you know. It's so good. Do not be hearers only, but be readers, readers of the Word of God. Galatians 2:20, everyone to read together so that we may all feast on the food of God. Galatians 2:20, already, please. All right, everybody together. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Are you ready for a second round? Okay, everyone, please. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Amen. Now take this home with you. It says here, I am crucified with Christ. I say, who says that? Paul. Oh, it's for Paul. I say, no, dear friends, it's for you. It's for me. All these on stage today who came for baptism included. I say, whoever you are, if you love the Lord, if you know the Lord as your Savior, you are identified with Him, united with Him, joined with Him. You are one with Him. That makes you a Christian. Right? You are identified. And Christ our Lord went to the cross. In your identifying with Him, you go to the cross. That's why this verse says, I am crucified, but I'm living. I'm not crucified. This is spiritual language, dear friends, please. We must pray in the Spirit, hear and listen in the Spirit, understand it in the Spirit. If you're a Christian, you're united with Christ. You say, Lord, I want to follow you. Jesus, you are my Savior. I want to follow you. So you go to the cross. But who goes to the cross? Your old, unsafe, unregenerate, sinful person goes to the cross there. And in a spiritual sense, you are crucified. Please follow. My old self, the sin-loving self, the sin-debased self, the one who can do no good at all, is crucified. This is what it says. With whom? With Christ. Nevertheless, I stand here, you sit there. We're all alive, aren't we? You're not dead. So please understand. Yet I live, yet not I. But what? Christ now lives in me because I have come to confess him. And you cannot be a Christian unless and until Jesus comes into you. Unless and until you receive, as all these dear friends here in the front, all confessing only Jesus. None but Jesus. He is my Savior. He lives in me, in the Spirit. His Spirit comes to be, lives in me. Then you can understand this verse. But Christ liveth in me. Look at the Bible. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me. Oh, dear friends, why does a golfer love golf so much? All the morning and night, playing golf, thinking golf, talking golf. Here we must translate that kind of love to the love of the one who first loved us. Why do he love Jesus? I ask you, why? Because he first loved me. Because while I was yet a sinner, he came down and he died for me. And because he has done that great love, that love grips me, arrests me, tells me, oh, I am just a lost sinner without hope, without life, without future, nothing. And here comes Jesus. Therefore, today we all love him because he loved us. Let us therefore live for him. We love him because of his great love. And this is a new relationship we have with him. I turn your attention to John's Gospel, chapter 15. And then we will just revise something we know again. Why we love him. And what we do to live for him. Remembering our theme this morning is living for Jesus. John 15, therefore, gives us a new aspect of why and how we should live for him. John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. All right, ponder that. He is the vine. We are the branches. No branch can exist outside of the vine. Neither can you exist outside of Jesus Christ. This is a relationship. First, I said it's a love. God loved us. We love him. Now, this is a relationship of branch to vine. How can you live for the Lord Jesus Christ except you be joined to him? Verse 5, this is the most famous verse. And again, will you read with me, please, because this is a key verse. All right? Together. John 15, 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Oh, dear friends, please take this home and read it again. Memorize it. Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me, I in him. This is a very close, intimate relationship between vine and branch. What for? That we may draw from the vine the life-giving sap, that is the life of Jesus Christ, that you may live for him and bear fruit for him. How do you live for him except bear fruit? So forth. The other people seeing you will say, hey, that person is different. That person has something of the likeness of Jesus Christ, something of the love of Jesus Christ, something of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, something of the humility of Jesus Christ. That's how we live for him. Yes? All right, this is, we read it once more and then we leave this verse together, please. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now on to Romans 12, another part which tells us and shows us how we should live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 12. Verse 4 and 5. All right, Romans 12, 4 and 5. It says here, from the pen of the Apostle Paul to you and me, as we have many members in one body, as we have so many members in Calvary Pandan Church, so many, right? Yet, what does it say? All members have not the same office. Verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to you, to me, whether preaching, let us preach according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, he that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave that to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. This is how to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. In a church of this size, it says, we are many bodies. How do you live for him? How do you show others that this is a church of Jesus Christ? We all have our functions. We must all act as one body, in unison, in coordination, in harmony, unity, serving the Lord. Then others see and say, hey, that church is good. As the Lord says, by this I give you a new commandment, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, because you have loved one to another. So, remember, we are all many members, one body in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can begin to live for him. Finally, the main text for today is 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. All right? This is our theme text. How are we to live for the Lord Jesus? Verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Here, I want to give you a little introduction who the writer is. This is Peter the Apostle. Who is Peter? Well known, very well known, always remembered for three times denying the Lord. He boasted prison and death, I will go. When it came to the test, someone asked him. He says, I don't know him. Now, this is Peter. And God used him. I say, if that's so, God can use you. God can use me to live for him. And Peter did. Because the risen Lord met with Peter three times. He didn't say, hey, Peter, you denied me three times. No. Three times, the Lord says, Peter, do you love me? Three times. And three times Peter says, of course I love you. Now then Lord says to Peter, Peter, you feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Now this is the Peter. And he writes this epistle for us today on how we ought to live for him. Peter knew full well he lived for the Lord. He suffered for the Lord. Eventually he died for the Lord. For his faith he died. Now what does he say to us here? What can we learn from this chapter? I give you just these few verses, verse 5 onwards. Peter says to us, You, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. What does this mean? Ponder and think. Pause and think. Peter speaks particularly to the Jews. The Jews always look to the temple, the center of their worship, the house of prayer, the house of God, and without the temple, they have no religion, only the temple. Now, Peter says, look, don't look at the stone structure. Now, look at it with a different understanding that the stones are not made of whatever stones they are, but you are the stones. You and I, today, look at this A&A extension. This is a very big building. You know that? Don't admire the building for the building's sake. But when you see this great structure, house of prayer, a place where God is honored, a place where the gospel is preached, and the sacraments are administered, this is a beautiful structure. Good, thank God. But more important, Peter says, look, you are the stones. Let people not admire the church. How a beautiful church. But see, the people here, the members here, different. Lively stones. Now follow me. Verse 5. You are lively stones, not dead stones, not stone and brick and mortar. And you have built up a spiritual house. This great house made of so many bricks and so on is a picture of you and me. All of us fit together, join together, make up a beautiful building of God. And all of us are founded on a great foundation stone called Jesus Christ. Now you get the picture. This is what Peter is telling us. Look, we want to present to the world a beautiful building. And that beautiful building is of men and women. Men and women who love the Lord, who love one another, who are built together as lively stones. And on the foundation, Jesus Christ, whom the world rejects. The old Jewish church rejects. Even now, the modern church rejects. But he is our foundation. Now read on, please. Verse 5. You are lively stones. Build up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Servants of God separated unto him are holy. You say, am I holy? I said, dear friends, when God called you and washed you, you are holy. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And keep holy simply by following the Lord every day, reading his word and say, Lord, how wonderful is thy word. Oh, how love I thy word. I meditate the whole day. I do it. And all that is sinful, that is against the word, I don't do it. That makes you the holy, holy for God. All right, continue. You are holy priesthood to do what? Ah, my friends, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. What are these spiritual sacrifices? We heard this morning, right? Present your body as a living sacrifice. Your body. Yeah. We don't carry an animal nowadays to church and say, look, oh God, this is a sheep for you. No more. Why? The supreme sacrifice, the Lamb of God has been sacrificed at Calvary, and that's once for all. We don't anymore bring any sacrifices of a material nature. You bring yourself. When you come to church, it is say, Lord, I'm here as a living sacrifice, pleasing unto thee. This week I have walked with thee, served thee with all my heart and soul, mind and strength. And now here I am, as you say, every seventh day come to the house of God, here I am. I am the living sacrifice. Are you a living sacrifice? How do you live? You live, you walk with him every day. Ask him, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Please let us be realistic and serious in our faith. It's not mouth faith, not verbal faith, but it is action faith from your heart and soul, and live in the daily life. Now let's look again. These spiritual sacrifices of a devoted, obedient heart cleansed by the blood of Christ, and every day hoping in Him, every day thinking of how to please God, every day seeking some way to do His will. That is a living sacrifice, as acceptable to Him. Now we come to verse 9, as our time is running on. Now, dear friends, Peter continues to speak to you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. This refers to you. And you say, how come? Where do I fit in? I say, you fit in all the four if you have truly confessed the Lord and truly follow Him and truly serve Him. You are all four. Right. The first one, let's look one by one. Chosen generation means you have been called to become the family of God. Chosen by God. We sang that song. Yes. Chosen by the Father. Purchased by the Son. Sealed by the Spirit. You are a child of God, His very own. And so therefore, you are a chosen generation. Become what? Family. Household of God. Do you know that? Of course. You are a child of God. You are part of the family. Therefore, you live for Him as a child of God. Number two, a royal priesthood. A priesthood is a servanthood of God. You're just simply a servant. A royal because our God is also King. King of kings. And you know the privilege you have to become a servant of the King of kings. And therefore live as one. Serve Him as one. Faithfully, loyally. And holy nation, we belong to the spiritual Israel. All believers becoming one holy nation. One day we shall be gathered together with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly place. One holy nation of believers, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And you and I will be there, part of that holy nation. Do you look forward to it? If so, live like it. Live for Him. Live for the Lord every day. And finally, it says, you are peculiar people. Peculiar meaning different from the people of the world. Yes. Special. Separated. Walking the narrow path, not the broad way of the world. You are peculiar people. That you should show forth, verse 9, please note, show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. How to live for the Lord Jesus. Here it is. If you live accordingly to this, then you show forth the praises of Him who will call you. That must be our dominant thought every day. I am a Christian. Tomorrow, Monday morning, I go to work. How am I tomorrow morning? Do I continue to show forth the praises of God in my life? Or is there a kind of a switch? Sunday behavior switch on today. Monday behavior, switch on another switch and do something else. Let us not play hypocrites, please. Let us all every day remember we are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. I got to live for my master. You are ambassador for the Lord to a foreign country? Be as one. Be as the best Singaporean you can. Now you are a child of God. Representative of the kingdom of God. Live like one. Live like the King. Live like Jesus Christ. The others see you say, praise God, he said. This is what it says. Show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. No longer in darkness. How can you do the things of darkness? Impossible. Not reasonable, right? So how can we live for the Lord Jesus? And Peter reminds you, please, there is that tendency always to go back and do the things of old, right? Is there not? Of course. Nobody is perfect, not even Paul. Paul says, the things I know should be done, I don't do. I know they are right and good, I don't do. And those things that are wrong, I do. Who says so? Paul says so. But then he says, thanks be unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can live the way we ought to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you must renew this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Every morning, every night, what do you say? Lord, I belong to you. You died for me. You love me. Help me to put you first. My first love is the Lord Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ. Can you say that? And live like it. Do it. Don't not just theoretical, but in actual life. Love him. Serve him. Now, Peter says, in case you forget, verse 10, in time past, you were not a people. Before you came to Jesus Christ, you were lost, undone. You were walking the ways of the world, doing all the wicked things of the world. Now, listen. But are now the people of God which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Therefore, live as one who has been forgiven your sins. If I'm forgiven the sin of adultery, telling lies, swindling, cheating, bad temper, bullying others, and so on and so forth. In time past, I did those things. Peter says, now you know more. You are now a child of God, a holy priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation. Live as one. Go on in the strength of the Lord and glorify his holy name. Amen. Verse 11, in closing, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, don't live as though you're on earth forever. Please never, never do that. Peter says, dearly beloved, and I say to you all, dearly beloved. Closing verse, please see. 1 Peter 2, verse 11. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. This is the final punch verse, concluding verse, most important verse. Before you leave here, say, Lord, I promise you, because you love me and died for me, I will live for you. You cannot die for him. We cannot. But we all can live for him. How do we live for him? Abstain from fleshly lusts. Today, you do not need any special tuition or encouragement to live with fleshly lusts. It's everywhere, from morning till night. Everything you see, you hear, it is to encourage everyone in the world, in Singapore, to live fleshly lusts. New paper, old paper, Straits Times, any times, television, computer, anything, you turn on. The sin is there, inviting you, fleshly lusts. You don't need to teach. Even a child can see and get attracted. I want to see those things. I said, dear friends, the apostle said, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, stop those things. Abstain from fleshly lust. Why? Because they war against your soul, and your soul has been cleansed and saved. Keep it holy for the Lord. Live for him, therefore. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, may thy Spirit himself speak to us, that we who name the name of Christ, we who have gone under the water of baptism, we who come to church as Christians, help us not to go back to the old ways, but to abstain from fleshly lust, and to find it our greatest pleasure to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to say with Paul, for to me to live is Christ. O Lord, help us that we will all do this for thy name's sake. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.